proclamation number 7074 dated the March 27th, 1958. Unbelief before the end. Satan's activity. Humanity will perish in its ungodliness, although it is visibly supported by my adversary, hence gaining earthly power and wealth, knowledge and fame. For it is and will remain worldly profit which is not permanent, which keeps the souls in utter poverty and destitution and returns them to the same painful state of fate again that they had to suffer for an infinitely long time. People want to deny a God and Creator. Convinced of their own strength and intelligence, they attribute every earthly success to their own intellect and work, and yet are merely controlled by the one who wants to displace me from people's hearts and mind. They don't believe in a God, nor do they believe in Satan's existence. Nevertheless, they are in his power. And when the time comes when all faith will dwindle because people are only influenced in this godless direction, the moment will also have come when the adversary's activity will be stopped. Everything points to the fact that my adversary rules the world, that he impels people to use their energy purely for earthly goals, that he pushes everything of a divinely spiritual nature so far away that people won't make an effort to reach it. He works on them directly or indirectly. He either openly fights against the faith or he showers people so abundantly with earthly possessions that they detach themselves from me of their own accord so as not to be deprived of their earthly pleasures, instinctively realizing that both together cannot be granted to them. They abandon me without a second thought, for the world is too enticing and alluring that they cannot resist the temptation. It will also remain a futile undertaking trying to teach people otherwise, since such admonishing voices will be drowned out by the opposing side, because they will be silenced, if not in another way than by force. The poisonous seed is already being scattered on the still empty ground, that is, the children are already being given a completely wrong idea about the purpose of their existence, and each tender little plant which turns to the light anyway will be stifled. The poisonous seed will render it incapable of living. The human being is already guided into wrong thinking as a child and, with the use of clever words, my adversary understands how to gain credibility. And where his cunning is not enough, he will use force, for he is in charge of the ruling powers which assert themselves where no firm foundation of faith was built, which will subsequently also stand up to all onslaughts. However, I also speak a language which is loud enough that it cannot be ignored. At first in the form of all kinds of tragic events which should show every person the transience of earthly happiness and worldly possessions. And I will speak more distinctly still but will only be successful with those who have not fallen prey to my adversary as yet. Untold people will end their life on earth in this godless state, engulfed by impenetrable darkness which is inconceivable for you humans. But it was created by themselves. It is the inevitable result of their unbelief in a God and Creator. It is the fate awaiting the souls of all people who submit to my adversary and don't try to remove their separation from me. It is their own fault, for every person with a serious will for truth is capable of deliberating. No one is forced to adopt his fellow human beings or the ruling power's opinion, because every person's thoughts are free and he can also use his intelligence. If he does so with a desire for truth and justice, he will also be granted correct thinking by me and he will find the truth within himself. Therefore I will always influence people's thinking through unexpected strokes of fate which no one will be able to defend himself against, for I will not yet give up the fight for each individual soul. As long as a person lives on Earth, I will also create opportunities for him to attain the right realization, but I will not use force. Just as my adversary cannot forcibly achieve a turning away from me, even if the earthly authorities take coercive measures. For I only pay attention to the human being's will, his inner attitude towards me. And every thought inclined towards me will receive strength and help the soul to detach itself from my adversary. Yet success will not be great in terms of numbers. But every single soul which does not descend into the deepest abyss again is a gain for me. And therefore my love will do whatever it takes in order to still save those before the end which are not yet entirely in my adversary's hands, in order to restore their faith in a God and creator of eternity who wants to give his living creations a life in freedom, strength and light again which they possessed in the beginning. Amen.